Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lance Blankenship. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Todd Van Poppel. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blankenship strikes out. 1 out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk strikes out. 2 outs. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nuzon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grybek is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallego hits a line drive off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick bunts towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to third. 1 out. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Newsom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gallego tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura bunts for a single. Raines moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines moves to third. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Henderson who is chasing the ball. Pasqua reaches third base with a triple. Raines scores. Ventura goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Warren Newsom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive beyond second. Gallego can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Craig Grybek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Steinbach and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grybek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grybek hits a line drive for a single. Johnson scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Steinbach settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Steinbach. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive beyond second. Gallego can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Gallego who tags Guillen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grybek moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Canseco hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Klink now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brosius is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosius hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Brosius moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-0 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brosius moves to third. Gallego moves to second. Don Paul now pitching. Harold Baines pinch hits for Lance Blankenship. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Brosius scores. Gallego moves to third. Bordick moves to second. One out. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallego scores. Bordick moves to third. It's 5-4. White Sox. Dan Howitt pinch runs for Dave Henderson. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordick scores. Howitt moves to third. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. the White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines now playing right field. Dan Howitt now playing center field. Scott Brosius now playing left field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Sosa pinch hits for Warren News On. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sosa is hit by the pitch. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Sosa. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Sosa steals second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grebeck hits a fly ball into center field. Howitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing left field. Sammy Sosa now playing right field. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brosius is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brosius hits a line drive into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Klink, and towards Bordick, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Huff pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing left field. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gallego hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a pop-up towards first. Pasqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dan Howitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howitt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk strikes out. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Brian Drummond now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Canseco strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joey Cora pinch runs for Craig Grebeck. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Cora moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines is walked intentionally. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Honeycutt covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joey Cora now playing second base. Steve Wapnick now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brosius hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallego is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Huff hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Rodney McRae pinch runs for Dan Pasqua. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive for a single. McRae moves to second. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Matt Morello pinch hits for Sammy Sosa. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Howitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McRae moves to third. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rodney McRae now playing right field. Matt Morello now playing first base. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Quirk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McRae. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Vance Law pinch hits for Harold Baines. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Law bunts towards first. Morello scoops it up and throws to first, with Cora covering, for the out. Wilson moves to third. 1 out. Ricky Henderson pinch hits for Dan Howitt. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is walked intentionally. Brad Kaminsk pinch runs for Ricky Henderson. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. 2 outs. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.